SBS
Radio.
Vladimir van Vilgenberg, welcome and thank you for joining us on SBS Radio Kurdish program. You're currently in the Kurdish city of Korban in northern Syria, and you've travelled through Kurdish regions in Syria as well. A few days ago, Australian Jamie Bright was killed while fighting alongside Kurdish forces, YPG. Do you have any information about the incident that involved Mr. Bright?
I personally haven't had any information because he was killed in the Hasakah province one day after the Kurds started operation to take northern Raqqa. So I have no specific detail how he died. I only know that he was killed in an ISIS counterattack, and also three of his friends died who were Kurds.
Were his friends foreigners or of Kurdish background?
No, he was killed and four people were killed and he was one of them and the other three are Kurds.
Mr. van Vilgenberg, as an analyst, in your opinion, why are Westerners joining Kurdish forces, whether being the Peshmergas or YPG?
Well, there are several reasons. Some of them, they're looking for adventure. Others are former soldiers and they miss life in the battlefield. And then you also have people that, for instance, join the YPG because of their, have a socialist background and they like the ideology of the YPG and Öcalan come from an internationalist background. So in general, these are the three types I have seen so far.
You're in Kobani at the moment and you've been to Kobani and other Kurdish regions in Syria previously as well. What improvements do you see now comparing to previous times, if any?
Well, actually, I don't see an improvement because the borders are now closed from both Turkey and the KRG. Turkey, of course, they don't want the Kurds to succeed, so they close the border. But for the KRG, it's more about the problem between the Kurdish parties about power sharing. They disagree, and that's why the KRG found it as a justification to close the border. But as a result, there's a lack of medicine, lack of milk for children, lack of certain instruments. So it's getting more difficult. And also it's very difficult for international organizations to enter Rojava. So the Kurdish-led forces are capturing more cities, but it's difficult to rebuild them or to give aid to refugees or IDPs. And there's no international support from the international community because no one can get into northern Syria and Rojava.
As we mentioned, you're in Kobani at the moment. What improvements do you see in Kobani itself?
I don't know. The only thing I've seen so far is that the administration at least is working more effectively than 6 months ago. But as I said before, the problem is more the lack of international support and a closed border. So it's very difficult in this situation to give services to the people, and there's also a lack of jobs. So the administration is trying to give cheap fuel and electricity to the local population, but it's very difficult for the locals to survive in these circumstances. And also difficult with the money, especially because a few months ago the dollar prices were quite high. So they also have an issue with this.
I believe there are different aid organizations involved in rebuilding Kobani. How is the rebuilding and the mood of the people of Kobani from your point of view?
Well, I haven't been talking too much with locals about rebuilding, but what I've seen so far is that most of the rebuilding is done by the local administration itself. Actually, also some locals have complained that it's going too slow, the rebuilding, but the local administration says the problem is that the borders are closed and it's difficult to get material in, like cement and other materials to build houses. And another problem is that there were promised by many international organizations of money and government to rebuild Kobani, but so far nothing gets through because the Turkish border is closed. So actually some of the locals are not very happy with the progress of the rebuilding, but the administration said the main reason is that the Turkish border is closed, so they don't have enough resources to rebuild everything quickly.
Mr. Vladimir van Vilgenberg, thank you for being on SBS Radio and thank you for talking to us from Kobani.
You're welcome.
Komal gai khot, wat wajji khot, SBS Kurdish.